Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bri. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey.
Hey.
And this is episode 27. So this episode is going to be about friends, y'all. But before we get into that, we're going to do a hot topic, okay? So I don't know if y'all been seeing this beef with Kaya and Trina. Like, it's like getting real out here in these streets, okay? So I don't know what the tea is or what happened, what's causing all this friction, but how Kaya be reading her, like Trina had to fuck her man or something, okay? Something happened because girl. Kaya just got so much animosity and I mean, damn, like
yes.
What did she do to her? Have you seen it? Like,
girl, I did see it, and I know it's all started from like the Verses, and you know, Verses is doing really good right now.
Yes,
I don't know if you've been kind of watching it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so with the Verses, you know, Kaya first was like, hey, what's this about? You know, I want to go against somebody or something. And I think somebody was like Trina, and she was like, ugh, Trina could never. You know, something around those lines or whatever. And then Trina came back. You know, Trina tries to keep it real classy.
Mm-hmm.
She throw her little shade, but she tried to keep it classy. Like,
yeah,
I ain't tripping off that. You know,
yeah,
it's all good or whatever. And then Kaya just came back and, like, you know, just tried to destroy her.
Yeah. She annihilated her. Like, oh my God. Like, girl. I was just like, you got to fight her now at this point.
It wasn't even low key shade. Like, she was like,
yeah,
bitch,
direct.
I'm coming for you.
Okay. Jesus. Called her sour puss. Jesus Christ.
Girl, yes. I think she was all kind of hoes and nasty.
Yeah.
She told her she was fucking and sucking the trick daddy. And, like,
Jesus.
I mean, it was, look. And then Trina came back again, right? And she still kept it real classy.
She tried to do a little TikTok video. You know, they got this little stank walk challenge where you're supposed to, like, you know, put a little caption, like you walk into a something and then it's like, oh, but this happened. So you walk back. So first of all, Trina did the damn challenge all the way wrong. But she put on her Kaya outside and then made the reaction like she was, you know, finna go out there and fight her. And then Kaya just went in for her again. It's okay. She
girl,
read her.
She shouldn't have did that TikTok video.
Yeah. It's okay. She won't do another
said,
one.
Yeah,
she
either we gonna come see each other or you just gonna have to leave it. It really ain't no words after that.
After
the way that this woman talked about her, there's really nothing else to say. And honestly, I would like to see a Versus. I would like to see them both on there together. Because I feel like Kaya would be hella disrespectful. I don't know if you can deal with somebody when they hella disrespectful, even if it's for business.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to. Because all money ain't good money, okay? You've been using that money to get out of jail, Jesus.
Girl.
So,
but yeah, you did say this episode is about friends and friends. Oh my God. Okay. I'm just kicking off just like this. What is one thing that you require from your friends?
Respect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Because I feel like I don't do well in disrespectful situations. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't work out for me. So I feel like that's the biggest thing. What about you?
So for me, it's consistency. So, like,
okay.
I accept friends or, you know, people that I meet, however they are. But if you start acting different, you start changing up, if I start noticing that you move funny, that's going to turn me all the way off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, be yourself. You know, like, for example, we can be hella different. Like, you could like to party and I like to just go out to eat or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, that's cool. I'm going to respect you where you at. If I don't want to go party, I won't go party. That's cool. But then when you start having a problem with what I like to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you start making it seem like what I'm doing is an issue because it's not what you like to do, that's where I have a problem.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to, that's another thing. If you're my friend, you have to accept me in my situation. So, like, you know, through our friendships, I feel like we all be at different levels. You know what I'm saying? And if you've had friends that you've had for a long time, you know, okay, one friend may be growing. One friend might be going through something. One friend, it might be their winning season. You know, we all be in different places. But you as my friend have to be able to accept me exactly where I'm at and vice versa.
Yeah.
And respect, like you said, respect me where I'm at. Like, you know, like when I got married, we was hella young. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, I was, what, 20? Hella young. So I feel like a lot of my friends, you know, were going off to college or in college. And I was getting married, starting a family. So I feel like we were definitely in different places. And the friends that I still have now are friends that understood that. Maybe we didn't talk as much, but they knew that love did not change for me.
Yeah. So one of the questions that we had posted was, should your friends support you financially?
What you think?
Hell no. No, like, me personally, look, we've talked about this on episodes in the past. I don't depend on anyone to provide for me financially. Like, nobody.
Yeah.
So I'm really not going to look for a friend to help me out financially.
Yeah.
But you know, with some people that voted yes, that they feel like friends should help out financially.
See, for me, it's like this. First of all, when it comes to me, like, let's say you like, Tanisha, let's go out to eat, and I know I ain't got no money. I'm going to be like, nah, I'm not going to go. But you got some friends that be like, yeah, I'm good, girl. You paying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, for me, it's let me offer. Like, if I want to do for my friend, that's cool. And I'm going to be like, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I don't want a friend that is always needing something from me.
Yeah.
Because I have children. I have a household to maintain. So it's like, if you count in my pockets, you're like, oh, Tanisha, she work here. She got this going on. She should be all right. You know, I need my light bill paid. Like, you might need a nigga. Or you might, or you might need a better job. You need something. You might need a sugar daddy. You need something. It's not me. I'm not fucking you.
Yeah. So, look, when you say counting your coins, I remember I had a friend, okay? I was so excited about, you know, working all this overtime. And I was like, girl, and this happened a long time ago, y'all. So don't try to figure out who I'm talking about, because I ain't talking about nobody in particular. Anyway, you know, I had worked out this overtime. So I was like, oh, my check looked like an income tax check. Then, you know, this friend, like, literally, like, a couple of hours after we got the phone, had texted me and was like, oh, I was wondering, can I, you know, borrow this amount because I need this. And I was just like,
I don't like that.
Yeah, and I said no. Like, but see, I guess for me, I don't feel like that's, well, everybody's friends or level of friendship, or I would say how they are as friends, are different, right? And that's why I say for me, it's just the respect thing. Like, I'm not the friend that's going to allow people to live with me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. And that doesn't mean that I don't love my friends, but it's just that I have children. You know what I mean? My kids are going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, that's my job as their mom to make sure that they're comfortable.
That's true.
They're not going to be comfortable with other people living with me. You know what I mean?
And see.
And I just.
Now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with the respect thing, it's like, if you are my friend, you should respect that that's my decision. Understand that doesn't mean I don't love you.
Yeah.
It's just that, okay, you got to respect that's my space. And vice versa. I would never ask a friend for money. I would never ask a friend, can I stay with you? I would never do that. Like, I'm not even going to, you know what I mean? Put them in an uncomfortable situation where they even have to, you know what I mean?
Have make to a say decision no. like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have to say no. Absolutely.
And see, the thing is for me, and first, let me just say, when I said you might need a nigga, I'm joking. Mm-hmm. You actually need to get your money up and focus on yourself, you know, and get to a position where you can take care of yourself, baby, because we're 30. Like, at this age, you should, if you're not in that position, that's what you should be working toward. But when it comes to, like, friends living with me, I'm going to be honest. It would have to be a really close friend, and you would have to be damn near homeless. Like, if you telling me, Tanisha, I have nowhere to go, I got this, I got that going on, my family is gone. Like, if you in that kind of situation, there's a handful of friends, and they know exactly who they are. You know what I'm saying? So where I would be like, okay, I have no choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to let my friend be homeless. However, the fact that you put me in that position, I'm going to hope that if you had to come to my house, you're going to come there to get your shit together. I don't expect you to come and plan to stay with me 2 years from now. You know what I'm saying? I expect you, okay, I need to come over there for a couple of weeks while I get something figured out or whatever. Because you do know that I have a family and you are respecting, again, my situation. You know what I'm saying? But that financial, like, I definitely feel like that's a big thing. For those that said their friends should help them, I guess there's friends that's kind of like, I take care of you, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. For me, I don't want you to scratch my back. You know, I don't want you to do for me. So at the same time, don't put me in a position where I always have to do for you. I understand people fall on hard times. So as my friend, if I'm talking to one of my friends and they're like, damn, you know, my light bill is due, I'm $50 short, oh, let me cash app you. Because that's where my heart would be. But that's something I would do on my own. Like, Right. I don't want you to have to ask me to do for you like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I really mm-hmm. don't like that. And then, I don't know. I feel like that's a touchy situation for those that feel like their friends should do for them financially.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes people want too much from their friend. Not just financially, but period.
Just too
like,
much.
I think you shared something on the page that was like, one of the celebrities said, your friends are not your therapist.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt that because I was like, you know, mm-hmm. we learn to lean on our friends, which we should be able to. Like, if I'm going through something, and my friends know, I've had several friends call me in the middle of the night crying, whatever. I get up out the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we should do that. But at the same time, there's some things I'm not going to be able to help you with. And if it's like something that you're dealing with and you're constantly dealing with, maybe you do need to see a therapist that can help you get out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I definitely kind of felt that. What do you think? Do you feel like there's times where, you know, friends just kind of want too much from you?
I don't feel like that now. I definitely went through a season where I did feel like the people that I was calling my friends was like kind of taking too much out of me. You know what I mean? Where it was just like draining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it may not even been nothing with them. It could have just been me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I remember feeling like, okay, this too much. I can't. You know what I mean? It started just stressing me out. Like you say, it's like, you know, am I with a nigga? What's going on? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I agree with that. So I guess the next thing is, how do you know when to let a friend go? Like, when it's time to just stop being friends with somebody.
See, for me, that's really hard because, you know, I don't really cut friends mm-hmm. off. No, well,
mm-hmm.
me and my friends usually stop talking because we get into it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and the thing is, I will always, always, always come to my friend and say, hey, this is what's bothering me, or this is the problem that I had with you. You know, I actually had that with a girl. Her and I used to be best friends. And there was mm-hmm. a situation, and I remember like kind of inboxing her how I felt. First of all, she felt offended that I mm-hmm. inboxed her. The reason I inboxed her was because it was a lot I needed to kind of get off. You know what I'm saying? So one of those things where it's like mm-hmm. damn near a paragraph, and I need to like kind of let you have all of this. And you can let that soak in however you want. I don't need you to respond right away.
Right.
But she felt kind of offended by that or whatever. So we kind of talked through that situation, and 2 weeks later, we found ourselves kind of getting into it again. And then mm-hmm. at this point, I felt like, I'm telling you how I feel about this situation, and you are making it about you. So I feel like sometimes it's time to let that friendship go when y'all can't see eye to eye, period. And when somebody is doing mm-hmm. something that either hurts you or is doing some kind of harm to you, is bothering you, is fucking with your mental, and you telling them exactly what they're doing, and they're unwilling to change that thing, or they're unwilling to see where you're coming from, mm-hmm. then to me, you done hit a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? And there's no way around that wall. You just have to, you're going to have to walk away from it.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, I don't like getting into it with my friends. Like, I've never had a friend where we got into it and it's like, oh, fuck that bit. Like, no, I never, ever, ever, ever feel that way. Like, a person that I call my friend, we may not be close, but I never look at it like, okay, you know what I mean? I got to cut her off, so it's like, it's beef. Because, like, I don't know. When I've had friends where they have done some fucked up shit to me, but I'll just like disappear.
Yeah.
They'll never know. Like, I never come and tell them like what they did, because it's like, it hurt me so bad that this person would do that. Now, be clear, before I would do the, you know, just disappear, like I can't deal with that person, like they will do that to me. I like, it's facts. It's not like hearsay. You know what I mean?
And see, that's what, it'd be like respect facts. That for sure.
Right, you know? So it's like, I can't do the arguing with friends, because like I say, I feel like my friends, I do hold them like as a priority in mm-hmm. my life. So when it's like time to let a friend go, that's like a breakup for me. You know, that is hurtful and all that. But I, like with any other situation, you have to do what's best for you. Maybe this friend is really, you know, going through some shit and they being backstabbing and trying to, you know what I mean? You know, whatever reasons or whatever things that they're doing. Like, I had a situation where somebody was like kind of went back to a dude that I was dealing with, telling him that I was messing with other guys. Mm. I was, but so bitch, that, y'all that ain't your place.
That's not you. Don't do that, friend.
That's not a good friend. Yeah, like not you good. Know, I had a friend where me and this guy was doing our little thing. And she went back and told a girl that he was dealing with. Like, it just was just too much. Mm-hmm, it was like drama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just and like, when it's, you put me in drama as a friend, you got me in some bullshit. I can't be in
yeah,
no more.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Can't do drama from a friend.
Yeah. And see, for me, I won't really say get into it with a friend, but I'm all up for, okay, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. Type thing.
Right.
The mm-hmm. one thing that I have never done, and honestly, I don't think my close friends have ever done to me, is go out and bash me. Like, mm-hmm. I've had friends, you know, that
right.
I got one friend, I call mm-hmm. her like my sister, you know, now, but me and her done fell mm-hmm. out, I promise you, 2 or 3 times. We've been friends since high school. And like every couple of years, mm-hmm. we kind of fell out or whatever. And I can, like, some of them I can kind of remember, but some of them was like, I don't even know what we was mad about. But right. in those situations, there was not one time where I was on Facebook or back then, mm-hmm. shit, it was MySpace or whatever, like dogging her or even on the phone. Like, if I talked to my other friends, I wasn't like, fuck that bitch. That I didn't right. feel like that, because honestly, any friend that I've had, if I have a love for you mm-hmm. and you're my friend, that shit don't leave. Even like I told you, the girl
exactly.
I called my best friend, and me and her don't talk, it's been maybe a year mm-hmm. or two now. That I still don't mm-hmm. love her. I still want the best for her.
Yeah.
I feel like I still want yeah. her to be successful. I remember the things that she wanted in life. Shit, I hope she get those things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I definitely, mm-hmm. and it kind of makes me think of the show Insecure. I don't know if you watched or whatever, mm-hmm. but like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, their friendship mm-hmm. is kind of going through something right now. And I feel like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's because they're in different places in their lives or whatever. Or if it's just like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of things that be left unsaid, like in this show and in friendships where people mm-hmm. don't really say what they need from their friend. But I think that we should be yeah. comfortable to do that, because if it's somebody you're dating and you feel like they're not giving you enough of whatever it is, you're going to let them know. You're going to give them an
You'll
opportunity
communicate that.
To be mm-hmm. a better man or a better girlfriend to you. So with your friend, if you feel like it's a friendship worth having, why not say, hey, you know, this is something that you're doing that I don't appreciate or I don't like. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I would also like I kind of ask you, because, you know, we all getting older. We all have our mm-hmm. like our own thing going on. Do you feel like you can have a friend mm-hmm. and y'all don't really talk, but like once every blue moon, and you still feel like that's your friend, or does that become an associate for you?
That would still be a friend. And the reason why is because I feel like, like I said, with my friends, they are a top priority. And I understand that, you know, everybody goes through
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times, motherfuckers be fighting battles that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that they not yes. even sharing with yeah. their friends. And it's not, I know for a fact, because I've done that before as well, where it's nothing personal, but it's a battle that you're fighting that you don't know how to fight, you know? So it's like, you can't even talk about it because you're not even aware that this is something yeah, you're fighting. So I don't take that personal. And a lot of times, if I notice I haven't talked to a friend in a minute, I'll reach out, hey, was just
yeah,
checking on you.
Yeah,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? You good? But I don't take that personal
yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like that, too. So. I'll like text or something. My friend, hey, just checking on you. Hope y'all good or whatever. Because at the end of the day, like, I feel
yeah.
like if we're cool or whatever, our friendship should not be based on how many times we talk. Now, I know some people feel like,
exactly.
okay, well, I got friends that they never there for me, you know, or something like that. And maybe that's a different type of situation. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is
right.
if you're one of those people that you expect your friends to be there for you, whether that's financially or emotionally or whatever, I hope you can give that same thing back to them.
Exactly.
You know, that's the
Absolutely.
Thing. Because friendship mm-hmm. has to be 50-50. It has to be give and take. I don't
yes.
ever want a friend that's always taking from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or always giving.
Yes.
That would make
and
me
I
feel
don't
very
do the giving thing. Like, honestly, like, even with my
mm-hmm.
friends, you know, I know some friends, they go real out for their, like, friends' birthdays and be like, I don't mm-hmm. need my friends to do none of that for me. You know, like, you
right.
know, when it comes to one of my friends, you know, getting married, yeah, I would love to plan your bachelorette party, baby showers. I love that kind of stuff,
right.
you know, but
right.
I don't want
yeah.
to have to, every birthday and Christmas, send you a gift and then, look, on Valentine's
right.
Day, I'm sending you flowers. Like, shit, like, I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's too much.
Yeah.
I feel like your friendship, it is not like a written vow. Like, you got this strong commitment, mm-hmm. you know, to this friend. And then, you know, the other thing is, I feel like, because we're talking about when to let a friendship go, one of the hardest things with mm-hmm. that is our childhood friends, knowing when their season is up. I have a lot of childhood friends.
Yeah.
And like I said, some of them I call, you know, my mm-hmm. sisters. Some of them, though, mm-hmm. we just grew so different. You know what I'm saying? Like, our lives changed yeah. so much to where I feel like the seasons were up. And I didn't lose any love for them. But I definitely feel like there's people that hold on to friendships because they've known them for a long time. And y'all are mm-hmm. y'all have nothing alike. Y'all have nothing in common. Y'all can't have a conversation. Like,
yeah.
you're just holding on to this person just because. And, you know,
exactly.
what you have to start to think about is, okay, is our time up? Or is this a relationship that's grown? Because if I'm growing as a person, I'm hoping my friendship is growing. Like, mm-hmm. our conversations is growing. Honestly, people know, don't call me to gossip. I'm not that friend. I don't want
right.
to gossip. I don't want to talk about nobody. I like talking that talk, but I don't want to just,
right.
I don't wanna just, you know, talk about people all the time. But you still got women that's our age that do that. They enjoy that, you know? So
yeah.
have you a friend and enjoy doing that with you.
Yeah. And I know for me, my conversation's like, I want to get down to why the fuck.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Like, what is the, like,
exactly.
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Let's get to the root
exactly.
of the
issue. Man, we, you know, we get on the phone and it's not really even a gossip thing. It's kind of like a, girl, did you see this? Okay, let's see. Why? I wonder why they're doing this. What can we say to make people understand? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's different.
Exactly.
You know, like, maybe it's something mm-hmm. I'm learning from. Girl, I've seen this and it made me think about my situation or, you know, something.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I'm always trying mm-hmm. to grow. And of course, you're supposed to have fun with
yeah.
your friends. But if your friend is only good to have fun with, shit, you're going to be in trouble because there's going to be times where you're not there. Your mind ain't there, you know? And I feel like
yeah.
boundaries with your friends is a big thing, too. If your friend
yes.
don't know their boundaries, they
oh,
don't know
yes.
their place. Like, I'm going to tell you, some friends, like, mm-hmm. for example, you know, I'm married or whatever. Some friends would expect to, mm-hmm. like, have my husband's number and vice versa. And, you know, they, you know, I don't know. It'd be some weird shit going on. Like, you know, like, they'd be wanting mm-hmm. to be close with the person you dating mm-hmm. or, like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I ain't never been that type of friend.
I like
when I my friends, like significant others, they gotta be like, damn, does she even like what's the beef? And it's not that it's a beef, but I need them to know when it goes down that my loyalty is
yeah.
with this person. And like I just said, you know, I experienced where a friend kind of went back and told a dude, oh, she dealing with other guys. And that was like, oh, okay, I see
yeah.
what's going on. So now that whole, oh, want to be cool with, you know, like my guy, nah, you just need to know this my guy.
Yeah.
I don't know the extras, but it's some people, like you say, some friendships where they do want to be close to the significant others with the mm-hmm. brother.
Yeah,
and
like trying to give them advice.
And I don't
like that. Like, you...
Because they think when you're friends with the guy, or they feel like if they're good with the friends, that that's an even
yeah,
shot with
yeah.
them. You know what I mean? Like, that gets
yeah.
them in a better light. That this ain't that. I don't... If I'm dealing with a dude... I'm not even gonna be all chummy with his
yeah,
motherfucking
that's
friends.
For real. That's,
you know
that's,
what I mean?
That's exactly what,
like,
I'm saying. Exactly.
No.
I don't wanna be my man's friend's friend where he can call me, texting me
right.
like, hey, where he at? If you can't reach him on his phone, you just can't reach him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely
right.
don't want, you know, none of that. So my question is, do you have any regrets when it comes to your friends?
Yes, I do. I feel like one of the things that I regret is just not when I'm like, well, I guess we could talk about it. We talking that talk. We being real. So, like, me and Tanisha, like, we was friends since the 8th grade. But it's like, I guess we was like, what, 21?
Yeah, probably about
right?
22.
22?
Yeah.
21, 22. So, like, around 22, I had went through a situation. I don't want to tell you the situation because that's going to be a different episode. But I was going through a situation or whatever, and like how we just said, how sometimes your friends' lives are going mm-hmm. different, right? So from 14 to 20, what, when we got pregnant,
yeah.
19,
mm-hmm.
right? I'd say even about 22, whatever. So our lives kind of was like, we was going through the same shit. So we went through like pregnancies together. We went through the motherhood stage together, trying to figure it out, first
right.
time moms together. when the guy, when Tanisha met her husband, you know, now, and the guy I was dealing with at the time, they got our status set. So, you know, we was all like, you know, so what I'm trying to say is we was going through
having a same life.
We was going through like life, experiencing everything together. So I went through something that was just like, now what the fuck? This is all off course, okay? And it kind of made it changed me. It changed me as a person, right? So because I'm a different person, I didn't even understand what I was going through. So it was hard for me to try to explain that to my friend what I'm going through. And another thing, like, you know, if you're going through stuff, you know how you always get, and I'm not saying Tanisha would ever say this to me, but when you grow up and you kind of feeling like if you go through something, you weak. You know what I mean? That's a weakness. You aren't supposed to be, what you mean you depressed? What you mean you sad? Right, what you mean? You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm trying to cope with those feelings that I'm feeling. So I'm trying not to feel those things. But at the same time, I'm like fucking dying inside. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I can't talk to nobody about what I'm feeling. Because this person, I feel like I would be judged, you know? So what I regret is that I wish that I could have been able to like talk to you about what I was going through instead of just kind of like thinking that everybody's going to look at me like I'm weak, you know? Because now look how vocal I am about a lot of the other shit that I've been through. You know what I mean? I talk about having issues with really loving on myself, you know? And I know it's still some people that probably struggling with that shit still. So I just feel like that's one of the things I regret with our friendship for sure. Because I feel like we definitely was closer than that. So I know that we about still, I would have been able to kind of definitely had you in my corner to push me out of what I was going through. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that I definitely regret.
Well, I just want to say with that situation, what I respected the most, so kind of how what happened with that, y'all, is that, you know, me and Brittany had a couple of years where we didn't talk. And we didn't even fall out. We didn't get into it. It was nothing like that. We literally just one day, Brittany didn't answer the phone and I didn't call back and she didn't call back and we didn't talk. but what I respected with that was that this woman did not like try to sabotage me or try to sabotage my relationship or start like talking bad about me. Like she didn't do none of that. She took time for herself. So when Brittany talk about like healing, she mean that shit. Like I like no like we're not on her plan. Yeah. Like she really means that. She took the time for herself that she needed. So when we did talk, we talked a couple like maybe it was like a year or two ago, maybe longer than that. And Brittany, you know, she did kind of reach out and told me those things. And at that moment, I was in a place in my life where I was like, well, I mean, I understand, but I don't understand because Brittany was really, when I tell you my best friend, like, I felt like this was one of the only people that I could tell any and everything, no judgment, no question, and vice versa. Like, Brittany could call me or I could call her, we got a problem, pull up, like, let's go, like, what's up? Like, this is my best friend. So, like, that, it was still bothering me because I was like, damn, you know, between her and a couple other people I was no longer cool with, I was still dealing with, why am I losing my close friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, people that I have to like, you know, that know everything about me. Why am I losing my close friends? And it's something that I learned. And then I also regret is that I didn't know how to say, hey, that hurt my feelings. Like, I could have reached out to Brittany and said, hey, you know, I don't really know what was going on with you, but it hurts my feelings that we're not talking, you know, but I was the type of person, and this is what, like I say, I regret because I deal with a lot of friends, like, oh, you don't fuck with me, or, like, you got a problem with me, then okay, like, goodbye, but I was really hurt about it, you know what I'm saying, or I really miss these people, you know, so, like, for example, right now, my mom, one of her close friends, you know, I hadn't talked to her in a long time. It's probably been like a year now. Like, I'm just being completely honest. It hurt me that I wasn't talking with her. So I did. Because I've grown, reached out and said, hey, I miss you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I do.
And that's what's up.
I'm at that point where it's like with Brittany or like with anybody that I was close to, I want them to know I love you. I care for you. I miss you. I enjoyed being your friend, or I enjoy spending time with you. And that doesn't make me weak. That doesn't make me, like, you know, that's not an issue. There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable with the people that you care about and that care about you.
Come on.
And if those people don't receive that, that's okay, because that's a part of your healing. That's a part of your growth. And if you need to do that, get that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? And say that. And then my thing is, people going to receive you a lot better if you can be honest, if you can be yourself. Because if they feel like this person has a wall up, or this person is not giving, like, being 100 with me or whatever, they going to give you the same kind of energy. And depending on what type of demons they deal with, or depending on what kind of problems they have,
y'all going to
be bumping up against each other when it ain't got to be all of that. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to your friends, let them know you care about them. Like, if they treat you well, or they treat you good, if they, like, the ones of y'all that like to be, you know, have your friends buying gifts and stuff, if they buy you a gift, shit, buy them a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but just make sure you're giving off that same energy that you wanting, because you don't want to be the type of friend that people don't want to have around. And when it came to me, you know, like, I really care for my friends, but, like, it's a couple of my friends. There's another one I knew since third grade. She knows who she is, but I can't remember when we stopped talking, but I know that I love this person. So I felt like it was on me to come out and say, hey, the relationship's different. You know, I miss you. That's the bottom line. Like, just being able to do that.
Yeah.
And I know people do that with relationships. Shit, people be damn near begging to get back in a relationship, but with their friendship, they be like, okay, on to the next. But you can't on to the next, because everybody don't have the same heart. And so you not going to find that same friend. Yeah. I've learned that, you know? So.
All right, girl.
Okay,
we
friends.
We get that on this episode, okay? It went there.
We
didn't
put our heart in this one.
So no, you have any more thoughts?
Definitely, y'all, reach out to us. So you got a couple of ways to do that. We have our email. You can email us at talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. We are on Instagram, talk_that_talk_podcast on Instagram. We are on Facebook. Brittany and Tanisha on Facebook. I'm sorry, Brittany and Tanisha on YouTube, and on Facebook is Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. We got a whole bunch of ways y'all can reach us. I'm like, you know, trying to run them down.
Right.
Definitely reach out to us. DM us if y'all have questions, comments, whatever it is. If y'all want us to talk about something, let us know. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us.
Yes, honey. And until next time, bye.